I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he interprets demands to defund the police as calls for increased police accountability and more mental health services. Bill Wheelhouse has more.
The governor says he's working with lawmakers on a police reform package. He says he doesn't want to have people on the police force who are committing the crimes we're seeing on videos. He also calls for better funding of mental health services.
These are people who are sometimes homeless, and police are sometimes forced to arrest them because they're a danger to themselves or a danger to others, but it's because they have a health problem that needs to be addressed.
The governor says he's also looking hard at the idea of licensing police officers. Pritzker made those comments during a stop in Belleville. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
The Illinois High School Boys Basketball State Finals will be played at the U of I State Farm Center for the next 3 years. The Illinois High School Association Board voted Monday to move the tournament from Peoria, which hosted it for 25 years. Craig Anderson directs the IHSA. He says Peoria and Champaign made strong bids for the tournament, but recent renovations to the State Farm Center helped give Champaign the edge.
The venue is absolutely top-notch. The investment that the university made in the facility is really a crowning jewel for this state.
The IHSA board also voted to keep the girls' basketball state finals at the ISU Redbird Arena for the next 3 years, turning down Peoria's bid for that tournament. The Illinois Republican Party is suing the Democratic governor, seeking exemption from the 10-person limit on public gatherings issued May 29th. The GOP says Governor J.B. Pritzker's limit on in-person gatherings to battle the coronavirus curtails people's First Amendment rights. The GOP wants the U.S. District Court in Chicago to exempt political parties from the cap on gatherings and seeks permission to hold meetings without size restrictions during the time leading up to the November election. Pritzker says the steps he's taken are helping to reduce new infections and deaths while other states are seeing spikes. And Illinois public health officials announced another 19 COVID-19 deaths Monday. That brings the total in the state to more than 6,300. The Department of Public Health also announced an additional 473 new cases. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Good morning. Locally, COVID-19 cases still appear. Johnson, Perry, Union, and Williamson counties all recorded additional cases. Williamson County recorded 7 alone. Jackson County reported 2 new deaths from COVID-19. You can find that complete list at WSIUnews.org. Illinois' latest Life or Death campaign focuses on crash victims and their families. Last year, in Illinois, more than 1,000 people died in motor vehicle crashes. The campaign features interviews and comments from families about the loved ones they lost. One of the videos features the story of former SIU Carbondale student Corey Gowan, as told by Alexander County State's Attorney Zachary Gowan. His 29-year-old brother died in April 2012 while trying to cross an intersection on Route 13 in his wheelchair.
He was crossing at about the fourth lane of traffic when the light turned green, but there was a car that was stopped waiting for him to pass. And the car that hit him wasn't stopped by the stoplight, and they just kept traveling at the high rate of speed. And once they got to the crosswalk, Corey had made it to that lane of traffic, and that's when the collision happened.
You'll hear more stories like these throughout the campaign. LifeOrDeathIllinois.com for more information. The world's largest trap shooting event is leaving Southern Illinois. The Illinois Department of Public Health and Illinois Department of Natural Resources announced the 121st Grand American World Trap Shooting Championships, traditionally held at the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta, will not take place at the venue due to the public health concerns related to COVID-19. Good morning.